Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a diabetic man. Thanks for that reaction. Cheers, guys. No, it's a weird one. People don't know how to react to it. Do we clap? Is there sugar in clapping? I don't know. What happens if he falls over? Do we stick a Mars bar up his ass? I don't know what to do. Mainly tell you that I'm diabetic for the ladies in the room. In fact, it is the only condition where I have had to stop halfway through sex to have a Kit Kat.
Now who's gonna give me some sugar tonight? A sugar tonight.
It is the Migs cast paying tribute to the Reverend Enfuego right there with the diabetes.
Yeah, what's that about?
Honestly, today's live day, I was in such a rush to get something, so that was the funniest stand-up clip I could find in a moment's notice. So then it became a sugar theme with Kid Rock.
Nice.
And the jam of the week, I never thought in a million years. Well, actually, I think we have had him as a jam of the week. It's Fallout Boy.
Nice.
Sugar, we're going down.
I actually really like this song.
I ain't gonna lie, I like it too. I know Toppy's a big Fallout Boy fan.
I know absolutely nothing about this band.
The bassist banged Ashley Simpson, Jessica Simpson's sister.
Oh, are they married and have a kid, or did she move on from that guy? I know she has a kid.
I don't know. I think he impregnated her.
Good shot.
I think he wrote comic books too.
He was like, sugar, I'm going down.
You don't think she's hotter than her sister, right?
I lean towards Ashley, but I am 100% aware that Jessica is hotter.
Yeah, okay, good.
I just think she'd be more fun.
As long as you're aware of that, Steve.
I recognize. I think I'd bang Jessica, but I'd marry Ashley.
Okay.
All right.
Ashley probably knows if it's chicken or fish.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
It says chicken of the sea.
I know, dude. I know, darling.
It's all right.
Just take the job off.
Eat that tuna, baby. Eat that tuna.
Eat a Carl's Burger for me. Carl's Jr. for me.
I was going to go with System of a Down, Sugar.
Nice.
But it has bad words in it. And I was like, F it. I don't have time to edit this. We've got so much insanity going on.
Yeah.
Heads up, the air conditioning is still broken. Well, it worked until today.
Yeah, it worked up until today when everything is happening. Like, we're having millions of people here.
Right.
And the HVAC just dies.
For those that weren't listening, this morning on BJ and Migs and today on the men's room, we're doing live day. Everything's performed live. Production, sound effects, the music, all that stuff. So it's like already a crazy day, a lot of stress.
Stress farts.
I dropped one bad. Thankfully, BJ didn't show up until the time that he showed up because I was like, oh, God damn it, why did I do this right now? But when I get stressed, I start pitting.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wow, I'm like going through my shirt pitting, which I never do.
Wow.
And then I realized, oh, the air conditioning is not working on the worst day possible. So it must just be Tuesdays.
Last Tuesday it happened and we had to bail.
Yeah, no air Tuesdays. So we're bailing now. We're out.
Theme.
We were supposed to have December in Red in studio, but we're just leaving.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, Nick's not here. He already left.
Yeah, where the hell? Well, he left his giant vape saber.
Vape me.
Look at that thing.
Oh, my God.
That's not a vape pen. That's a lightsaber.
Jeez. Yeah, he left his phone, too. So, I mean.
So, he's pooping.
So, let's call him.
Yeah, I was going to text him. And then I'm like, oh, there's his phone. I can't.
All right, well,
someday they're going to make the marijuana ones those that big, right?
Oh, yeah. Just, oh, my gosh.
I got a year's worth of oil.
You don't need something that big. Oh, my God.
You might as well just walk around with a bong at this point.
Right.
Oh, look at it. Look, all of a sudden, walking into the room, Mono Nick, were you pooping?
You should have.
Is that a lightsaber or is that your vape pen?
My vape pen.
Hurry up and throw your headphones on. You're going to miss Fallout Boy. Oh, it's too late.
And it's over. You know, that's all right. But, you know, it looks like Vicky's got the boys outside, so let's bring them on in. The fellas in December in red. Very pumped to talk to these guys. Got a big show in a couple of days. All right, in the studio, we've got the boys in December in red. It's perfect. December in red in December on the 1st.
Perfect.
We planned this, right?
Yep, this is our month.
This is our month.
We only have one month.
The only month we play all year.
The only month. We've got Dell, we've got Dan, we've got Mark, and the new member, Willie, as well. So welcome to the December in Red family. Until you come on the podcast, you're not an official member.
Yep. No. Huzzah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the bass player, so I'm not official anyways.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're dispensable.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The new drummer.
Mark, you know, Mark dissed us the last time. It's nice to see that he's here this time around.
I didn't really diss you. I just had a job.
That seems like a diss to me.
He's cursing your name all day at work.
How dare you?
He doesn't want to tell you about it.
Yeah. Now, were you guys the first episode of the Migscast or the last episode of the STP cast?
We were the last episode.
That's right.
Because you guys decided to change it.
Yes.
From Stone Temple Pilots to Migscast.
Right. Right, to the creepy guy that threw his product at the Silence of the Lambs film. That's the one claim to fame. That and a Russian Russian plane, I guess it's called a MiG.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Top Gun, baby.
Gave it a bird.
I'll be your goose.
Come on, Nick. You know some lines.
We were inverted. BS.
So you guys have a big show in a couple of days.
We do.
You guys are playing with Head PE.
Yep.
You guys have been friends with those guys for a little minute.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool because we did two short tours with them, and we have a song on our album that has Jared from Head PE on it.
Yep.
So when we play with them, we get to do that song with him on it, which kind of helps us out when we're on the road with them. They bring the people to the show, and nobody knows who we are, so we just get to kind of ride the coattails in.
It's kind of a nice way to endear yourself to their crowd. It's like if they're on the fence, then all of a sudden the lead singer of the band that they came to see jumps on stage and jams with you guys. They're going to be like, eh, these guys aren't so bad after all.
Sometimes they're like, well, I don't know if I really want to like these guys or if it's cool to or not, but okay, if they're playing with them, well, then I guess I can buy a shirt, and that's cool.
You guys need shirts that just say I'm friends with
PE. That's a good idea.
Just got a picture on it where we're like,
we're with Head PE.
Yeah. What was that? Was it the Rentals that had that Friends of PE song? You guys got the Friends of PE song.
Yeah. No. If you're friends with PE, you're friends with...
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
If you're... Yeah.
Friends with PE.
We love physical education.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else has been new? I mean, you guys got a new bassist.
We do. Willie learned all of our songs for the set that we were going to play on our last tour 4 days before we left and then came on the road and killed it the whole time. Took him no time to learn at all. Not that we have complicated songs or anything, but he was a quick student.
Mm-hmm. So I got to then ask Willie, what's the one thing that drives you nuts about December in Red? You were on tour with them. What's the one thing you realize, oh, man?
Oh, well, see, I hate all these people.
So. Yeah. Good. Now, as you should.
I mean, it's
a labor of hate.
Yeah. I'd say the only thing like about the tour that maybe was a bit of a setback was I had like a really bad bacterial infection going on through like the first week. Other than that,
they infected you with it to see if you're willing to stick around.
Exactly.
That's the test.
It's terrible.
It's like the last ship, the last tour bus.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been super excited to be a part of this group ever since 4 days before the tour. So.
That's good.
It was a lifelong dream the day they asked me. All right, then flip the script. You guys, what's the one thing you learned about Willie while on tour that you're like, oh, boy? Besides the infection that he was carrying.
Yeah. He's too damn good.
Yeah.
He's just too damn good.
Oh, stop it.
That's got to elevate your game.
He sleeps a lot. He's a heavy sleeper. And he's always, where's Willie? Oh, he's asleep.
Did he snore? Fart?
I'd be up driving for 24 hours straight. He'd be sleeping for 24 hours straight.
Yeah. No, he didn't snore far too much, but him being sick at the first like week of the tour was like he was non-existent unless we were playing on stage.
Yeah.
But he killed it.
But yeah, he killed it every night doing the Seinfeld theme on bass. It's boom, 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 boom. it's really good on the electric bass, but no, Willie's been great, and we haven't had a chance yet to get annoyed by him yet, and vice
give
versa.
Give it time.
I would think. Yeah, a little
yet.
Bit of time.
Yeah.
It takes time.
You know, there's somebody I read somewhere that they set up their house so that when someone opens the door, it's got the Seinfeld bass riff goes off every time.
It's perfect.
That sounds like something you should be doing, Nick.
I should. It should be my doorbell or something.
Yeah, just bust in like Kramer every time you go over there.
Yeah.
I think that'd also be a great ring.
Giddy up.
Yes. Except you keep waiting for Kramer to show up. If you're, like, you're not Kramer. So it's at Studio 7.
Studio 7. It's on the 3rd. It's
which is this Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a couple days. It's Head PE, us, a band called Murder FM, Blackbeat Blue, Amadon, and Sure to Get Shot.
Oh.
It's Craig Cabana. He used to play in a band called Lacero around here, and this is a new band of his. It's just straight up punk rock. Those guys are fun.
Lacero is a fun band too.
Yeah, some cool guys.
Yeah,
so this will be a good show. There's a lot of bands on the bill, and it's a Thursday, but it's worth coming out, I think.
Now, if memory serves me correct, the last time you had on, you had a fun little gathering up in the North End.
Yeah, we had a barbecue right before leaving for the road.
How did that go?
It was disorganized, but it worked out pretty well. I mean, everybody's like, where are you at? I don't know. Where's everybody else at? Hey, there's a group of people, and there's a bunch of meat, and everybody had fun.
Yeah. Everyone has fun when there's a bunch of meat, right, Vicky?
Yeah!
Meat makes everything better.
Right, Vicky?
Yeah!
Big meat fan?
I love meat.
Why wouldn't you?
So, so for well, you know, you have Willie. Is it kind of wanting you to jump in the studio and start working on some new songs? Because you have a new member. All of a sudden, it's like a new flavor, a new dynamic to the band.
Yeah.
I would imagine for Mark, it's like, you know, the rhythm section is such a big part of the bass and the drums. I would imagine you probably want to get in there and lay some grooves with the guy.
Definitely.
The guy.
Yeah.
That guy over there. That guy.
We've already got stuff in the works that we're kind of working out here and there, you know, coming on the end of the year, and just got off tour, a month ago or whatever, but...
We're hoping to be able to have an EP out. We want to instead of waiting to put out a longer full length, it's more important to get something out. So if we just put out like a 4 or 5 song EP, then...
Yeah.
Then it keeps people's attention better. Nobody buys full albums either, apparently, which is weird.
Nobody buys anything anymore,
no.
Man. They just stream it. I mean, it's a crazy world to be a band right now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's not very profitable.
A rock band especially.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's like, I think it might not be the most quickest and the most profitable way to, in the world of music now, but I think you still have the most passionate and loyal following. And I know you guys do such a great job with embracing your fans. And
yeah.
Whether it be the community page that you have on Facebook, if people just type in December in Red, join that group and be a part of that, it's very cool. To the barbecues that you guys are having. I mean, you found ways to at least, hey, this might not be the way to make our wallets fatter,
right. But
at least we've got people that are going to show up to our shows and buy what we're selling, and it's a slow build after that.
Yeah, definitely. We want to make people feel like they're a part of it, and then even if they can't make every show, at least there'd be somebody paying attention to what you're doing, and they know we appreciate it.
And Del, I noticed you're rocking the Caviar Gold shirt.
I am.
It's good stuff.
That's right. I agree.
Rumor has it, it'll knock you on your ass.
No, it's true.
And I was recently talking with Scott from Caviar Gold, and he shared like all these rappers that are rapping. I didn't realize that like Caviar Gold is like now like, you know, like it just makes its way into like every rap song.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Snoop Dogg's talking about it, Redman and Method Man.
There's a Tech N9ne thing where he's talking about it.
Like, full on, like, they got, like, the hook of their song is like, Cavi Gold. Cavi Gold. It's like, holy cow, man. That's some good weed if it's getting you to write songs about it.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg likes it. You know it's good. Snoop Lion.
Right. Yeah, it depends.
He ain't lying.
It'll lay you down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So I know you guys have your instruments. It'd be stupid if I didn't ask you guys to play a song. That would be funny if we did a whole interview.
Well, that was nice. See you guys later.
I just wanted to show you our guitars.
Back up.
Good talk. I just wanted to hear you guys practice before we started, and that was about it.
Awesome during the sound check.
Yeah, phenomenal. Trust me, if you guys missed it, well, everyone did because we didn't record that. It'd be awesome. So what song do you guys have prepared for us?
We could do Send Me a Postcard. It was the first single off the last album.
Was that the song? That was the song that dominated on that music video.
Yeah, if you YouTube it, Send Me a Postcard, December in Red, you can see a video for it, and there's also a couple other videos. There's a video of the Head PE song, and there's a video of another song off of there, but I think it turned out pretty good. Sometimes it's hard to turn it into an acoustic song because it's like a rock song and you want to, you know, rock, but then you get the acoustic guitars out and everyone's kind of like,
yeah. So excuse the power chords on the acoustic guitar situation.
I'm glad you got in a preamble before, because I know our listeners would be like, damn, those power chords on the acoustic guitar, man.
I didn't do my
homework.
This
sounded great, but I swear he was playing a power chord on
it. Yeah. Why would he do that?
I love it, though, because we're doing Live Day on the Rock today, and here we got you guys in here performing live, so it's like perfect timing.
Nice. Cool.
All right, well, why don't we kick it to one of the songs? I think, Mark, you got to get your drum.
Bang the drum.
Yes, it's very tribal. Yeah. You guys just want to wear just like loincloths or something like that right now?
You're not nearly tattered enough to play that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so let's check it out. We got December in Red hanging out on the Migscast.
Taking off now, show me the way out. If I were you, I'd get my things packed and I'd never look back. Goodbye. I see we were wearing you down. The sail's torn, and we're all going down with the ship. Who's responsible for this? The way we live, we're using it all up and wearing our welcomes out. Show me the way.
You guys gotta do campfires, man.
We did. That's actually the last two times we went on the road. Each time we made sure we had a day off, we'd hit a campsite, and then we'd spend the day just we'd bust the grill out and just drink light beer and try to figure out acoustic songs all day.
Tour beer.
Spend a whole
day. Tour beer is my favorite, man. Yep. I never drink it at home, but on the roads, Coors Light, Bud Light, tour beer.
Dude, there's something about it. Even in the world, like, I play hockey, and, like, you know, I love, like, Manny's or Mac and Jack's or whatever. I especially love, like, any kind of, like, porters.
Uh-huh. IPAs. We're all about IPAs
right.
all the time.
But there's something about, like, I mean, after a show, I would imagine, like, when you break that sweat, it's, like, it's just like carbonated water.
It's rocker Gatorade, basically.
It is.
The IPAs, you can't drink them all day long, and if you're trying to stretch it out for the entirety of the day, you got to have that light beer and then a bathroom nearby, and you're good to go.
Spoken like a true alcoholic. Right there.
See, I did notice that the
like
biggest
three justifications
problem with professional drinkers here is that drinking the Bud Light, we'd go through like a 60 pack easy between the four or five of us.
Well, when you're in a place that where they take down the alcohol content, it's a little easier.
Where was that?
Oklahoma. Then on the flip side, when you go like somewhere like, I remember in Canada when they have like the alcohol content to like a Bud Light or a Budweiser, which a nice amount more, like, yeah, you know, and it was like after like a couple of them you're like, why am I getting so wasted? It must be the Canadian air or something. It's that hockey, I think. It's getting drunker.
It'll do it.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's absolutely true. While you guys were playing, it's stupid thoughts always come into my head, and this is the most recent one. So you got Willie, new member of the band, right? Last time you had your other bassist, and has, you know, like sometimes when you're in a relationship and you run into your ex, it's kind of awkward. Like, I've been in a band where I was the original drummer, but they auditioned other drummers, and I met one of the guys that auditioned for the band, and it was slightly awkward. And I was like, why should this be awkward? But like, he kind of got weird about it. Have you had a run in with the old bassist, and is it weird?
We
went right back out on the road, and then when we came home, I had to go to Arizona for my sister's wedding, and I was gone for a week, and then, I mean, then it's the holidays, and it's like there hasn't really been any. I don't think it would be weird or anything.
I don't think it'd be weird.
So, Willie, you haven't had a run in yet? Like, he hasn't been like, I had them first.
I don't know if you ever met him or not.
Oh, no, I've met him a couple of times just at shows and stuff. When I was in one of my old bands, we all played a show together. But I live down in Olympia, so I'm pretty much well away from any sort of awkwardness that may happen.
Gotcha. So he hasn't been like, I laid the rhythm down with Mark before you.
It's kind of. Him living in Olympia, where we're practicing, we've been practicing for the last week or so at Scott's house in Lake Stevens. It's like a mile from my place, a mile from his place. He lives in Olympia.
So it's like 80 miles from my place.
What time are you guys practicing? Are you dealing with traffic or?
Well, Willie is.
He's really going through the motions with that driving up here. I mean, it's. He comes up and we'll have a practice for like 2, maybe 3 hours, and he's like all the way back to Olympia.
Yep.
Oh.
But it's worked out so far for us.
Yeah, for you guys, you get to go right home and pass out as he's still barely getting on I-5.
Yep.
Just, oh man, that sounds terrible. That's rough. Text me later.
Well, see you at practice next week.
It's a good chance for you to listen to the music and familiarize yourself with the music of December in Red.
Yeah, it's true. They gave me a mixtape to listen to just back and forth on the road, and that's really what helped me learn all the songs, was the 3-hour drives between Olympia.
It was also nice that he already knew about the band years prior. I mean,
right.
Well, our band has played with his multiple bands he's been in. He was interning at the Robert Lang's when we did the album too.
Oh, no way.
So we all knew each other, and he'd heard us before, so he heard us before, and he still wanted to join the band.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite experiences? At Bob Lang's studio was featured on the Foo Fighters documentary, Sonic Highways, and that was an awesome episode. Mm-hmm. And I've been fortunate enough to record at Bob Lang's studio, and it continues to grow and grow and grow as he digs more and more into the dirt builds more stuff. So you were there for how long?
Well, I'm still kind of taking audio recording classes there and stuff, and I started interning there. Let's see. I was a junior in high school, so I think it was like 2 years ago.
Damn, he's young.
Right.
Yeah.
We're I'm robbing a baby. The band cradle.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for the senior citizen discount when we're hanging out? Depends on which state we're in.
I'm going to get my ARP card when he's like 30.
Your bass is like, of course you guys ran with a younger bassist.
Well, in all fairness, I will say that as soon as word got out that we needed a bass player, Willie was boom. I got messaged by him instantly, and it was like, and I had already, you know, I was kind of like, oh, I think Willie would be a good fit. So it worked out perfectly. I mean, we had like a week between the tours. We were only home for a week.
Damn.
We were home for a couple days, didn't know what we were going
to
do.
And you had to figure it out in that time.
We had to figure it out, and then we had like 2 practices of the whole band, and it was boom, we're out there.
It was just...
But he knew his stuff. I mean, he already, you know, worked on stuff at home, and I mean, even backup vocals, it's like... Pfft.
Sometimes I think it works out better that way. That way you don't overthink things and you're like, oh, this guy's great, but maybe we should text this person, that person. And it's like, okay, you just keep putting it off and putting it off. It's like writing songs. Sometimes you just got to have to make a decision. Like, okay, let's figure this song out and let's stop overworking. Like, let's not pull a Chinese democracy and keep, you know, revamping the song a million times.
We'd end up with like five bass players and however many strings between them.
And a boys choir singing all the backing vocals.
So, yeah, it was just two practices. And then a little bit of acoustic jamming on the road. Those two practices were about maybe 20 hours of driving for Willie. So he got time to listen to it. We had time to... Well, when we left, he had his strep throat thing going on. So he didn't really do any jamming. He just slept in the back. And
he took the right pills for it, though.
I was lucky
for
him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get any hands on antibiotics, so my mom had me get Systex, which is vaginal medicine to fight the bacteria. It didn't work at all. But
your vagina was clean.
Yeah, my vagina was clean.
That's exactly where we were.
Exactly.
We gave him a hard time for a while.
I heard him talking to his mom on the phone, and she said something very similar. It's the only part of I heard it from the other end of the bus. The only part I heard was like, what was it?
Yeah, my throat's not doing any better, but my vagina is squeaky clean.
That could be the name of the next album, December in Red.
Willie's clean vagina.
This next one's called Systex.
It's a double album.
That's our thrash song, Systex.
The second record's a dark. Right, it's called Dirty Vagina.
Well, it looks like it's curtains on vagina, guys.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, man.
Oh. I'll show myself out.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other songs you guys could do acoustic?
Yeah, we have.
You do one more?
We have a ton of one more.
A ton of one more. All right, this is awesome. So we got December in Red. What song are you guys going to do this time?
It's called Corduroy.
Corduroy, nice. Is it the Pearl Jam song?
I was a huge Pearl Jam fan growing up, and I thought of that, and I was like, well, we'll use it anyways.
Originally called Corduroy.
It was originally called Corduroy Pillow because it was going to make headlines. Corduroy Pillow. So we just shortened it.
Wow.
We were proud of the song at the time. But this one's going to make headlines, Corduroy Pillow.
Someone's going to get that joke midway through the song. It's like a joke grenade. You're like, ah, son of a bitch. All right, let's do it. Corduroy making headlines.
Wait, I don't remember this one.
Just make it up.
Just as the flash begins, the earth ceases to spin. We begin again. This room breathes with the energy radiating from your heart and mind. Your colors come to life.
Sing-along coming up, so if you guys feel so inclined, go ahead and step in. You guys have to sing too. The words are simple.
Mm-hmm. always a new continuation, carrying out the old. For the cold nights under street lights, for the messages in the morning, for the cobwebs in our corners, waiting to meet their destiny. Can you feel the weight is off your
on that sing-along part. These guys, these guys weren't singing either.
I failed you. I totally failed you.
I have
you.
A viral infection in my throat.
My vagina is not very clean.
I think there's some Systex in the vending machine.
Yeah, exactly. Some leftover Systex.
Yeah. My bad, man. I do that at church, too. Like, everyone sings, and they got the words up there, and my wife looks at me and goes, just sing. I'm like, no. I can't, man, because I just have that nervous feeling that everything's going to stop when I start singing, and then it's going to be this guy trying to sing, like, you know, hymns. And
that's
like,
exactly what happens every single time.
Yeah.
I have to do backup vocals sometimes, but I'm terrible. So.
Come on, Dan. You got to step it up, bro.
I know. This guy, though. This guy, huh?
Of course. Willie and his clean vagina and his sweet pipes. Of course.
He's clean.
He's
clean and tight.
Clear down there. His sweet pipes.
Sweet pipes, clean vagina.
Sweet pipes, Willie.
Man, we got a whole bunch of different album titles for you now.
Sailor names too. Willie's got sailor names.
Yeah, yep.
Clean pipe, yep. Willie.
I'm really looking forward to hearing all of those after this is all done.
Yeah, everyone's going to refer to you now. Yeah, exactly. Sweet
hey,
pipe,
Willie, clean
good
vagina.
Job, Willie.
Yeah, thanks.
We got to make shirts.
Yeah, this show on the 3rd is actually our first hometown show since we have Willie in the band too. So it'll give any of Willie's people a chance to see him play with us.
Yeah. My mystical people from Olympia.
Yes.
They're going to come.
Let's see if they really exist, Willie.
Anybody who shows up wearing a Willie's sweet, clean vagina shirt, or any iteration of that should get in for free.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, how about a sign?
A shirt at the merch or something. We'll give them another shirt.
Yeah. Even if one person wears one.
That's yes.
And it's one of us.
And it could be a homemade one of us. Doesn't have to get professionally done. I mean, I know exactly. they're sold out at Target right now.
Sharpies and a white shirt.
Yeah. They have them at Walmart.
They do. They do. Again, so December 3rd, that's this Thursday. December Red playing with Head PE, a bunch of other great bands as well. That's at Studio 7. Definitely show up, show some support for these guys. The record is available in stores right now,
yep,
so people could get it.
I also wanted to say that we're going to be doing up in the North End in Everett, Tony V's Garage. He's expanding into the old Jimmy Z's room. So New Year's, we're doing a show with Sporicide and Slam Shifter for the New Year's show, the new reopening of that place, so that's going to be really cool. And then we have, for Spokane peeps, we have Out Cold January 23rd and 24th up at the Viking.
Nice.
In Spokane. So we're looking forward to those
outdoors.
Two shows as well.
Outdoors. Freezing our...
Out Cold.
I was going to say, that's not the time where you want to be playing outside in Spokane.
I'll be rocking a parka, but I'm still going to wear my basketball shorts. I always wear basketball shorts now.
Yeah.
December 19th will be the Cavi Gold Fan Appreciation Show.
Yep, Cavi Gold Fan Appreciation Show.
What night is that? I'm sorry.
It's December 19th.
December 19th, okay. And where's that at?
At Studio 7. Also, there's going to be a raffle. Studio 7. all kinds of gift bags and stuff they're giving away. It's gonna
with Cavi Gold in it.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Oh,
you got to come out and check.
I've got the Cavi Gold ticket.
Raffling away cars and stuff. So.
Raffling away cars.
That's what I hear. I mean, you know.
Jeez.
Rumor has it.
It's fan appreciation.
They didn't say what kind of car, but.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you get a 2006 Prius, slightly used.
Yeah.
Great on gas mileage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just wanted to say too before we go, just real quick.
Jump on that microphone because we can't even. Yeah.
These guys recorded the last two songs they did. We recorded it on tour and it's on video. So mm-hmm. If anybody liked that, you can see the same acoustic stuff they just did here.
On our page.
On their page, on their December Red Facebook page.
Oh, okay, yeah. So just type in December in Red and you'll be able to find it.
You can
in the videos, we were just watching.
Shares and likes are appreciated.
Check out a bunch of stuff on that page, the December in Red page. If anybody wants to go to the show on the 3rd, just message us. We respond to our messages real quickly, and we deliver tickets. And
so on your Facebook page, does it say like you are quick to respond? You know,
It tells us that. I don't know whether.
Mine says within minutes.
Mine says you need to speed it up or something. Like
I said that until just recently, and we're going to screw it up anytime.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how to fix this. I'm trying.
I think it says get off the couch and put the Doritos away.
Yeah. It's like, Steve, you need to reply to people every once in a while. I'm like, I'm trying. It's too much social media for me to handle. I'm old.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I appreciate you guys coming in.
We appreciate it.
I'd keep you longer, but I feel like we're all melting in this room.
Yeah, it is very hot in here.
I respect that one of you guys also has a lightsaber for a vape pen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nick,
we get it, you vape.
Nick, his pen's bigger than yours.
He's got a cool.
He's got like,
I got a bigger base.
He's got like Saturn rocket style ones.
What
at
is
home.
That? I don't even understand. What is the giant box to this vape pen now?
Oh, see, it compensates for something.
Well, there's two batteries in it.
It's like a big truck.
So,
well, I see one's longer than the other, and the other one's thicker. But which displaces more water? Because that's a real trend.
you use it. That's what I heard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really whether you prefer. You like modded that out, right? Because this is just like stock bot.
Well, this is just variable. I can adjust the wattage up to 150 watts.
Can you play a guitar through that thing?
It's like an amp. I don't think so.
It's Julian's fries.
Yeah, dude, you unscrew the top, you put a
You just dial in the tuner right here and change your ohms. And
you can listen to the radio on that.
Yeah.
It's only bad when he's driving and he blows out a huge cloud you can't even see through. He's like,
I see that, like, people driving, the windows roll down, and you see him blow, and it starts with a little smoke, and then all of a sudden, it's like this giant, like, smoke machine being kicked out of their car.
I didn't know, like, what it was like, and then I'm driving, like, how much it was putting out, and I'm driving, I'm at a red light, and I just puff out some vape. And this guy next to me in the car next to me goes, dude, that smells awesome. What flavor is that?
Really? And, I do get that a lot. Well, what flavor is that?
Open your mouth, I'll blow it in there. Full circle. Clean vagina.
I think we got a top seller.
You got Systex juice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Somebody needs to make that. Willie's Clean Vagina vape scent.
Yes, vape juice.
Vape liquid.
Well, I'm making my own juice now, I'll work on that.
He's gonna ice.
Wait, Mark, you're making your own juice?
Yeah, I make my own. Like, this is my own juice right here.
And what is it? Like, what flavor
like,
do you
It's like kind of like a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Nice.
The milk at the end.
How do you make your own juice? Like, what's the process in that? It seems like some Walter White type-ish.
Well, there's it's just food flavorings. That's where the flavors come from. But the base of it is propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin and then nicotine. And, yeah, it's just percentages of certain things. And that's
what got you hooked into doing that?
I used to smoke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just making it?
I figured it.
Or vaping?
Yeah, like coming up with making your own juice.
It's just a lot cheaper than buying it.
Okay, yeah.
I think he just likes to play with it. He's always taking it apart and like souping it up and tinkering with it.
Because it's like vaping and weed and all that culture now. It seems like it's like almost like the stoner's version of like wine. You know, like you do this, you do that. Or even like now with microbrews and doing all like the special beers and stuff like that.
Totally.
It's like a whole new science that done by people probably who failed science in school.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like it's like interesting science. If they could figure out a way to do this for like when we were growing up, like, here, kids, we'll teach you how to make awesome beer. I'd be like, science.
He's somewhat of a hipster chemist.
They'd be like,
really.
Who's going to pay $6 for a beer? Flash forward to 20 years later. And
everyone.
We
could have been millionaires, man.
Take one of those $6 beers.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in, hanging out. We're going to roll out of here, Toppy, not due to emails, the voicemails, or any of that stuff. I'm cooking. I'm cooking in here, man. Damn air conditioning. Maybe next Tuesday we'll have air conditioning.
Hopefully.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Twice in a week that this thing's gone out.
Brutal.
In a mask, pantalones.
So thank you. December in Red. Yeah, Thursday. Nice. And just go to their website, go to their Facebook page, and you'll find out what other shows are coming up. But this Thursday at Studio 7 with Head PE, a bunch of other bands as well. Really appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
Thank you. It's a blast, man.
So keeping with the tradition, this is the end of the Mixcast. We got to come up with a new name for the next week.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. Every time. We'll be back next week for a whole new podcast.
We'll call it the Clean Vagina Cast.
Yeah.
That'll
really
get a
sweet.
You better have the
sponsored by Systex.
Yes. I'm sure my boss will be okay with that. So you changed the name again. But, dude, the Clean Vagina Cast.
It's a dumpster full of makeshifts.
The CVC. CVC. Yeah, everyone's off the tongue.
That's
the CVC.
Let's get out of here. Stay positive and suck it. We'll see you next week. Woo!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.